Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
Another beautiful Northwest weekend. Hello, it is Loud and Local, 11 p.m. here on 99.9 KISW. My name is Kevin, one half of Metal Shop, typically on Saturday nights, but I have been hanging out here with you for Loud and Local for the time being, and it's been pretty fun. So I also have Matt in the studio. He is the overnight wizard. How you doing, Matt?
How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. You've been going to some pretty sweet local shows.
I have indeed.
So tell me a little bit about them, man.
Well, today was Kill the Keg over at Chop Suey.
That was pretty metal.
It was very metal. Our buddy Ryan the Beard, the Metal Shop intern, his band Pound headlined. Brain Scraper was there as well. They were awesome. So it's The Drip. And it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Then I saw December in Red this weekend. Did you down at Studio 7?
Did you?
Had a good time.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So you went to Studio 7, you went to Chop Suey, you're also going to show up to Red Fest, right?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
July 18th, and we're going to give you a little bit more information about that in a couple minutes, but right now we're going to play a band that is going to be there. This is Devils Hunt Me Down, and they're going to be at Red Fest this year. As long as you're there, you'll be able to rock out with them. Piston Ready after that, another band playing Red Fest. It's Loud and Local.
I don't need you to speak. Every chance, every breath, every night, let's seize tomorrow!
the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. So this past week, a band by the name of Disciples of Dissent. Matt?
Yeah?
Do you approve?
I do indeed.
It is Loud and Local. It is Sunday nights for one full hour. We play everything that is Northwest born and raised, man. And it's really a pleasure and an honor for us to fill this slot for the time being. Personally,
yeah.
There's so many good bands, and it's awesome to just keep getting more contributions. You can go to KISW.com to get the address. Also, email address if you want to send us MP3s. We're always glad to listen to everything local. Matt, you were doing some hard work this week listening to some raging tunes.
Combing through it.
It's not hard work, but we do get a lot of awesome submissions.
Yeah,
so.
And sometimes we get like rap submissions and jazz submissions.
Really?
Yeah. This is an interesting batch today, but got some good ones we're going to get to later tonight.
Righteous. So, Disciples of Dissent, again, the Loud and Local BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. They have a show coming up Friday, June 26th with Disciples of Dissent, The Devil Bores Me, Levels, and 29A, the 21 and over gig. So, kids, you're going to have to listen from outside with your ear cupped on the door. It's 9 p.m. at the Mix over in Georgetown.
Love that place.
So, righteous, man. We are going to play another one here by Disciples of Dissent. And this
can I give the song title for the last one?
Of
first,
course.
We didn't, and I love
yeah,
the
what
title.
Was it, man?
It's called The One That Goes Widdly, Widdly, Chuggity, Chuggity.
Chuggity, Chuggity,
Chug, Chug, Chuggity. Widdly.
Yeah, Widdly, Widdly. So, Disciples of Dissent, you can head on over. They have a Reverb Nation, and you can friend them on the Facebook. Again, Disciples of Dissent, your BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. This one right here is very, very warm to me. It's close to my heart. Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus the Million Dollar Man. Hell yeah.
It's pro wrestling.
Of course.
Just like your shirt says.
Always. It is Disciples of Dissent. It is Loud and Local. It is 99.9 KISW. Disciples of Dissent here on Loud and Local, and again, the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. Go to KISW.com. You can check out some info on them. There's a bio. There's links to their music, and you know, I think you should support them. Check out their record. They do have an album available now. You can just, you know, send them your money, man. So it's Sunday night here in the Northwest, and it's beautiful because it's like t-shirt weather. You can go outside, and you're not like super, super cold. It's wonderful.
I'm not even wearing sleeves.
You are sleeveless. You are anti-sleeves.
Always.
That's how you live your life, man. So we got a bunch of new music, including Van Epps. What else we got?
Oh, Van Epps. They just had their CD release this Friday down at the Croc. And then we got Colossus. I don't know. You got the list over there.
Sorry about that. Colossal Boss.
Yeah.
We got some Cradle Man. We got some Hobosexual.
Cradle Man, that's the one.
Hell yeah.
Excited for that.
So again, it is Loud and Local. We'll be right back with more local music from your scene that you love.
Loud and Local is in progress on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
huge weekend for movies. Jurassic World, I think it took in like $500 million, and that was yesterday. $500 million. I think the only thing that's going to really top that ever is the new Star Wars flick. We'll see, though. So, it is Loud and Local. My name is Kevin. We got Matt over here hanging out, and he's kind of sitting in and helping out wherever he can. He got us some brand new music that is super killer, a band called Cradle Man. What do you know about Cradle Man, Matt?
They opened for Crobot last time they were in town, who will be at Pain in the Grass August 23rd at White River. They feature members of the Amanda Hardy Band, who opened up Pain last year.
That's
Jason
right.
Kurtzman and the Immortals and a few other local bands. So it's almost like a local supergroup.
A local supergroup.
Yeah.
Cradle Man, all right, making their debut here on Loud and Local. We're going to be playing you a song, Eye to Eye, off of All That You Need. It is Cradle Man, and it is Loud and Local on the Rock.
Yesterday, when you looked me in the eye, I said again.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
For you. Vegas Rain, they have a new record out and they played on Friday at the Crocodile. Apparently, it was cracking as it was sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out at the Crocodile for a local band. Very, very awesome. And quite an accomplishment, I do say so. And because of that, we're going to play a couple songs by Van Epps. You can check them out on their Facebook. Say what's up. Say, hey, yo, heard you on Loud and Local. Maybe they'll come up and hang out with us. Maybe we'll be cool enough for that.
That'd be awesome.
What do you think?
I hope so.
Think we could pull something like that?
Maybe when they get back from tour?
Could
be. That's where they're off to now. They just played in Portland.
Sweet.
And yeah, they're heading up and down the West Coast. And then they'll be back in the Seattle area playing Kirkland on the 27th of this month at the Liquid Lime.
The Liquid Lime.
Liquid Lime.
I like it. A little bit later in the show, we got Super Nothing, Brain Scraper, a band you saw today, and a debut by a band called Colossal Boss. But right now, we got Van Epps. It's Loud and Local, and it is The Rock.
Oh, This is Loud and Local on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Local is in progress on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Is the name of the band. Life We Chose is the record that they sent to us, and so we decided let's throw it on. It's Loud and Local, and it is Sunday nights here at 11 p.m. on The Rock. That was 1878, a track from a band called Super Nothing, making their debut also on Loud and Local. Look at this, we're debuting all kinds of stuff tonight, Matt.
We're breaking bands, dude. I love it.
It's a good feeling. So Super Nothing's gonna be playing a show at the Bomb Shelter in Tacoma on July 11th. It's going to be a matinee show, a Saturday, 3 p.m. It's going to be playing alongside 13 Scars, The Rich and Rare Rebels, 10 Pole Drunk, Dead to Fools, and like four or five more.
It's called the second annual American S Show. So I would imagine there's going to be lots of alcohol.
All right. Maybe some Rich and Rare.
Maybe.
Who knows? Either way, it is Loud and Local. We'll be back with a band called Hobosexual, as well as Colossal Boss. It's Loud and Local.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Bam! Sunday night, and it's a wonderful event every Sunday night when we can present one full hour of Loud Local Jams. We got a band that we're going to be debuting tonight. They have a gig going on at The Tractor coming up here on July 8th. Colossal Boss is the name of this band. Now, if you want to know how to go to the lengths of sending us your music, just go to KISW.com, click on the Loud and Local link, and it'll give you all the info. There's got email, you can send us MP3s, you can send us anything you want. We will not take bribes. That is illegal. Okay? That is the only rule. But we will play good music, and we will showcase that for everyone. So Colossal Boss. Matt, thanks for picking this track out, man.
Hey, man. Thanks to Colossal Boss for sending it to me.
Thank you.
I like the song, and now we get to play it for everyone else.
All right. Perfect. We're debuting it right now. It's Colossal Boss on The Rock.
what a man gotta do, what a man got to do. Oh, oh, I can't wait forever for my bell to ring. I am not some number on your computer screen. Break me, shush, God. I am no man's slave. My body's breaking down. Oh, human being. We'll be right back.
Loud and Local on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local, Brain Scraper, so gnarly.
You guys got to do a brutal poetry for that one on Metal Shop sometime.
From some Brain Scraper. That was Dead Stare off of an album that was actually produced, recorded by Jack and Dino.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So, Brain Scraper, you had the chance of seeing them this afternoon.
I did. I saw them this afternoon at Chop Suey for Kill the Keg.
What was it, like 4 p.m.?
Yeah, they were great. They come out, and then the singer, before they start any song, is just like, "We are Brain Scraper. We're a little hungover drunk, and this is how we live our lives."
That's awesome.
I love it.
So Brain Scraper, shout out to them. And we're going to end with a band that kills it. And we actually were brought this recording last week by Blood Drugs. And I loved it. Been listening to it. And it's Sandrider doing Jane's Addiction, Mountain Song. So we're going to end that way here on Loud and Local. Until next week, keep it loud, keep it local. And enjoy your time here. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.